From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour with North Korea, which declared today it will no longer take part in the six-party talks on its nuclear weapons program. What's more, it says it will restart its partially disabled nuclear facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency says North Korea is already telling its inspectors at those facilities to leave. All this comes in response to a move yesterday by the UN Security Council. It issued a statement condemning North Korea's April 5th rocket launch and calling for the full enforcement of economic sanctions. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The news of the North Korean actions came in a defiant statement from the foreign ministry in Pyongyang, read on North Korean television. The statement refers to North Korea by its formal name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK. Now that the six-party talks have turned into a platform for infringing upon the sovereignty of the DPRK, the statement read, the DPRK will no longer participate in the talks, nor will it be bound to any agreement of the six-party talks. North Korea will also restore its nuclear facilities at Yongbyon to full working order and resume reprocessing plutonium there, away from the prying eyes of IAEA inspectors. These are actions North Korea threatened to take if there was any formal criticism of its rocket launch in the UN Security Council. The United States and Japan wanted another full-fledged Security Council resolution condemning the launch and imposing new sanctions on North Korea. But facing opposition from China and Russia, which have the power of the veto, the Security Council yesterday issued the far weaker Council statement. That appeared to make no difference to North Korea, which called the action an unbearable insult. China and Russia quickly sought to keep the situation calm. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the Security Council statement well-balanced, and he appealed to North Korea and the other parties involved in the nuclear disarmament talks to remain committed to the process. Despite the inevitable emotion from different sides in such a situation, Lavrov told a news conference in Moscow, we hope that the process of six-party talks will be resumed in the very near future so that we can continue moving towards the aim agreed by us all, the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea claims that the rocket launch successfully put a satellite in orbit, but the U.S., South Korea, and Japan said that all stages of the rocket fell into the Pacific Ocean and that nothing was put in orbit. The rocket, known as the Taipodong 2, did overfly Japan, where the threat from North Korean missiles is felt acutely. Yasuhisa Kawamura, a spokesman for the Japanese government, said North Korea should not use the Security Council action as an excuse to walk away from the negotiating table.
The launch of missile this time has posed a threat to the entire international community. Therefore, the unanimous voice issued by the Security Council this time is quite important. And we would urge the DPRK to understand the importance of this. Japanese government strongly hopes that DPRK would accept the statement, and then would like to resume the six-party talks at an early condition.
North Korea has threatened to walk away from the talks and restart its nuclear facilities before. It routinely uses brinksmanship as a tactic in negotiations. David Straub of Stanford University and a former State Department Korea Desk director believes North Korea now will do exactly what it's threatening to do.
I think they'll probably do everything that they've said in there, including restarting the nuclear facilities at Yongbyon and reprocessing some more fissile material and probably, if they can, make a few additional nuclear weapons.
President Obama said the Security Council statement is a clear and united message that North Korea's missile launch violated international law. Today, the White House called on North Korea to end its provocative threats. Its threat to withdraw from the six-party process, the White House said, is a serious step in the wrong direction. Mike Schuster, NPR News.